This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is clarifying its position on Iran after President Joe Biden gave an interview in which he indicated that the United States would not lift sanctions until Tehran stops enriching uranium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Monday, quote, "Just to be very clear, the president never said that exactly." President Biden, in a television interview aired on Sunday, nodded when CBS anchor Nora O'Donnell asked about lifting sanctions and whether Iran must first halt enrichment of uranium at a higher level than allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement. The United States withdrew from the international agreement, often known as the Iran nuclear deal, under the Trump administration. The White House press secretary said Monday, quote, "I think if we were announcing a major policy change, we would do it in a different way than a slight head nod." She said if Iran comes into full compliance with its obligations under the international agreement, the United States would do the same. She said Washington would then use that as a platform to build a larger and stronger agreement. State Department officials are echoing that message and emphasizing that they are discussing the issue with allies rather than seeking dialogue directly with Tehran. State Department spokesman Ned Price, also speaking Monday, told reporters, quote, "When it comes to getting engagement with the Iranians, we're not there yet. We want to again make sure that we have our ducks in a row with our closest friends, our closest partners and allies, as well," he added, "as with U.S. Congress." The pact had allowed Iran to enrich uranium at a 3.67% concentration level, but since mid-2019, it had pushed enrichment up to 20% last month. That's the level it had achieved before the accord. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday it's reviewing the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in light of a South African study indicating the drug offers minimal protection against the new South Africa variant of the virus. The study conducted by the University of the Witwatersrand prompted the South African government to temporarily halt its use of the vaccine. At WHO's usual Monday briefing at its headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the news concerning, but noted what he called some important caveats to that development. He said, given the limited sample size and the younger, healthier profile of the participants, it's important to determine whether the vaccine remains effective in preventing more severe illness. Tedros said it's becoming increasingly clear that manufacturers will have to adjust to the evolution of the virus and consider altering their vaccines to address the variants, as is done with flu shots each year. Meanwhile, Tedros also said a new case of Ebola virus was reported Sunday near the city of Butembo in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Butembo is in North Kivu province, where a previous outbreak last June was declared over. He said the female victim, the wife of an Ebola survivor, had died. He warned that there could possibly be additional cases because the woman had contact with many people after she became symptomatic. Vaccines are being sent to the area, as well as a WHO rapid response team. Republican Congressman Ron Wright of Texas died Sunday after being hospitalized for COVID-19. That's according to his office in a statement Monday. The statement said Wright, who was 67, had passed away peacefully with his wife, Susan, by his side. The statement added that for the previous 2 weeks, Wright and his wife had been admitted to Baylor Hospital in Dallas after contracting COVID-19. The couple was diagnosed January 21st. Wright is the first sitting member of Congress to die of the coronavirus. In December, Republican Congressman-elect Luke Ledlow of Louisiana died from COVID-19 just days before being sworn in. He was 41. After a brief honeymoon, China appears to have blocked a popular invite-only audio app called Clubhouse. The iPhone's only app had seen a surge in users over the weekend as users were able to discuss taboo topics like the reunification with Taiwan and the plight of the Muslim minority in Xinjiang province. But on Monday, users began reporting difficulty connecting, fueling speculation the app had been blocked. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.